Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. This is hopefully going to be an extraordinary show. I'm so excited today to have you with me. I'm looking forward to helping everybody who is calling in today. Before we get started, just a few things about me and about the show. My name is Toni Green. I'm a psychic, a medium, a channel, and I do some healing or clearing work. So when you get on the line, please have your question ready, or whom you want to connect with. Let's be very direct today so that we can get in as many people as we can. If there's somebody on the other side you'd like to connect with, please just tell me their name and their relationship to you. If you have a question, just go right ahead and ask that question. And if you need a clearing, let me know what that clearing is. I'm going to start the show off with a clearing. Now, here's the beautiful thing about these clearings. Anybody listening will get this clearing. So one thing we all want, and if you re-listen to the show, you'll get the clearing again and again and again. So one thing we all want is good fortune, right? We all want to have good fortune, whatever that means for us. So today I'm going to start the show by clearing everybody that's listening for good fortune. And I'm testing myself right now, and it's saying that no, that there are people who are listening that do not have good fortune right now. So we're going to clear that. Whew. And as the show goes on, that will clear for everybody listening. Even if it's a replay, you will get that clearing. So please spread this to those you feel like would like good fortune. I'm going to go directly to the first caller, 313. Hello, 313. How are you today?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you calling from, love?
Michigan.
Nice. So what's your question or connection today?
I'm wondering, what would I hear from you?
I'm really sorry, but you just mumbled that off. I need you to please speak a little bit louder for me.
I said, when will I hear from Sam?
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Sam,
yes.
Give me one quick second here. Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. The first thing I heard is in a month. However, there's a chance, or within a month, there's a chance you'll hear from him tomorrow. There's a lot going on with this person. If it's a he, I'm assuming it's a he. There's a lot going on with this person. This person is in what they're calling a dichotomy. Okay, whatever that means. I'm just going to say that this person has some complications going on in their life right now, and they are trying to figure things out. Now, goodness gracious, there are other people involved in this mess. Whatever's going on, there are other people involved. And this person, Sam, is kind of waiting to see where all the chips fall. Does that make sense to you?
What you mean, where all the chips fall? Like, does he even think about me? Because I tried reaching out to him, like, multiple
yes.
times this year, last year, but he got all my calls blocked, like, my numbers and stuff blocked, so.
He does think about you. I feel like I am going to say I feel like there are other people involved in this situation. It's not easy for him to reach back out or get back to things as quickly as like. I'm going to tell you, he's in quite a mess right now, like a quagmire. Like, there's a lot going on with this situation, and he's not sure how to navigate through it is the best word I can, or way I can say it. He has to make some choices that he doesn't want to make. He's trying to figure out what direction to go in, but he has to clean up some stuff before he can make any good choices. Right now he's in a situation, do I stay with the old or do I move to the new? And this could be everything from work to living to everything. There are other people involved in this situation. Now, other people being involved in a situation doesn't always mean that there's like another girlfriend or another whatever we want to call it. It means maybe he, and I'm not saying this is the case for him, but it could be maybe there are children involved, maybe that he's trying to figure out what to do with this or that or work involved. I'm telling you, he's in the middle of a change in life where he is going to have to start making decisions of what direction he wants his life to go. Otherwise, his life is going to start to go backwards. He needs to really, he really needs to be in a place where he decides he is going to make new choices and new decisions and move forward. So let's, he's very, you know, when he doesn't know what to do or he's not comfortable making a choice, he does nothing. So let's clear that now for everybody listening, because we do get to that point, right? Each and every one of us have thought, I don't know what the best choice is. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to hold off. And we're hoping something will come in, something will
happen.
Yeah, go ahead, love.
I'm saying, like, what is his feelings towards me? Because I haven't, like, seen him, like, almost 3 years, and I've been calling. He got my calls on block, messages, and I've just been trying to reach out to him. Because when we first started talking, it's always been a friends with benefits. There's never been no relationship.
You again, there are other people involved in this situation. You need to understand there are other people involved in this relationship. Now, if I'm reaching out to somebody and they're not responding, my best go-to is, listen, if you want me to let this go, I will just say the word. You don't know. I'm going to tell you there's a lot going on in his life. And there are other people involved in this situation. So you have to just look at it for what it is and just realize.
So then I hear from you like in a month or even maybe tomorrow.
I'm sorry, love?
I say you said I'll hear from him maybe in a month or maybe tomorrow.
Within a month, I'm hearing something about tomorrow, but within a month. Now, I don't know what you're going to hear from this guy, but I'm telling you, I'm hearing there's a chance he's going to reach out to you within the month. I feel like, and I'm going to tell you this, you need to tread lightly here. You need to tread lightly. You need to go slow and tread lightly. And they're even saying, look at some other options. This guy, there's a lot of other people involved in this situation. Okay?
Okay. Because both our birthdays, his on the 15th, mine's on the 30th. And I don't know. But okay.
Yeah. But I'm just going to say what I really want to say to you is just tread lightly. Allow yourself to take the time you need to, and even, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to hear this, but explore other options. See what's out there. Sometimes we go back to something from the past because it's comfortable, it feels good, we think it's safe, but it just might be the same old same. And I'm going to tell you again, they are emphasizing. I mean, they cannot say this enough. There are a lot of other people involved in this situation. So I want you to know that no matter if he reaches out to you or not, he has a lot going on in his life. I mean, a lot going on in his life. He's in the middle of a lot of rough decisions, and there are other people, not one other person, other people involved in this situation. Okay, love?
Thank you.
Thank
you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and I hope to hear from you again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I want to go directly to the next caller. And the next caller is 865. Hello, 865. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm great. Thanks so much for taking my call. This is Lynn.
Okay, and where are you calling from, love?
I'm calling from California.
Excellent. How can I help you today?
Tony, when do you see my finances, my money increasing for me?
Okay,
when is that going to happen?
What do you see? Okay.
Yes, yeah, more money coming in.
I think I'm so funny, so I just want to make the joke, more money, more money, more money. Okay, so we're going to
do
in the beginning, I opened up to good fortune, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to do a clearing right now for every, like, at this time of year, especially, money is, we want to spend, it's the holidays, we want to have those parties, we want to have more people, we want to throw those big dinner parties, and I love me some big dinner parties, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Then at the end of the month, when everything starts coming in, we're going, what? What
are I know. Yes.
Right? So here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to say, let me figure out the perfect verbiage for this. And again, everybody listening, re-listen to this show. This is the money show, apparently, because I opened up Good Fortune in the beginning. We went to being stuck. Now we're back on the money issue. Oh, here it is. Money flows to me easily, frequently, and often. I'm going to clear that for everybody listening. Let's clear all of this now. Because sometimes, you know, we get stuck. Money is a comfort zone. We all have a frequency or a vibration that we work at. We all have a comfort zone. Money fits within our comfort zone. When we increase our comfort with money, that's coming right out of the chest, isn't it, love? It's like somebody get me in my solar plexus. Do you feel that coming out too? Because I hear that heavy breathing on your head. Everybody listening right now, if you feel like you're having trouble breathing, you are clearing, so you are welcome. Money is definitely a comfort zone thing. The more comfortable we are with money, the more this is threefold. We have to be comfortable with a certain amount of money. We have to believe that a certain amount of money can come to us, and we have to feel that we are worthy and it is okay to have that money. So many of us have been taught money is bad, money is evil, it's the root of all evil. We have to let all of that go. Let's clear that now. And we have to realize, like, money is how we survive here. And at what level we survive? Do we survive at a middle class level? Do we survive at an upper class level? do we survive at an impoverished level? Whatever that level is, for whatever reason, that's our comfort zone and our belief system. And, the law of attraction is amazing because it does tell us to put that stuff out there. But if we don't believe that that stuff is for us and we're not comfortable with it, even if we get it, we'll find a way to get rid of it as or break it or ruin it as quickly as possible because we're not comfortable. Like, here's a perfect example, and I love. I'm not gonna use the name of the actual person. Someone I know wanted a new vehicle, and I brought up like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to get like a Mercedes, to be able to go get a Mercedes? And they said, I would never want that kind of car. Right there, that's the comfort level. That's the belief system. Not that everybody has to have that, but it's just a little, those statements just knock us right back down to that level of financial security that we are at. So I'm going to ask you, are you still having that heavy breath come out? I feel like it's moved up from my solar plexus to my collarbone. So where is it with you, love?
I'm kind of feeling like up. Well, my nose feels kind of stuffy right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
okay,
means.
Okay, so let's here's what I'm going to do for everybody listening. I'm calling, like, Holy Spirit, come in. Oh my, take all this now. As soon as I say that, I just feel it pushing out again, and that is amazing. I love this work. Now, if anybody is interested in setting up a private session for this work to clear anything, home, business, finances, health, anything, you can go to my website and take care of that, and we'll get you one-on-one services to clear whatever you need cleared. Oh, I'm going to tell you, love, this is going to be cleared by the end of the day. I want you to take some slow, very slow deep breath in. Everybody, let's take a very slow deep breath in. Push it out. And you're going to feel a little release. Now, for some of us, this will be cleared by the end of this show, for some by the end of the day, and for some by tomorrow morning. Remember, I always say this work is like pulling a tooth. The tooth is out, meaning everything is cleared. Now, over the next 2 to 4 weeks, everything heals and all those changes come in. But your thought processes start to change right away. I'm going to ask that this be healed, whatever caused this be healed, all the thought processes be changed to the default of abundance and prosperity, because we don't come into this world thinking we don't deserve. If we did, we wouldn't eat. Because as infants, the only thing we get is felt like as infants, we didn't deserve, we wouldn't eat. We would think, I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy of this. But as infants, we know we can have as much as we need, and we don't think twice about it. So it's just a matter of that thought processes changing so that we can be in that place where we are like, there's so much money out there. My goodness, there is so much money out there. They print more every single day. It's literally being printed as we speak. But we think there's a lack. We think it's hard to get. So here's the second thing I'm going to clear. Money is hard to get. We're going to clear that for everybody listening right now. And please do share this with family, friends, loved ones, and let them be in that place of abundance and knowing too. And listen to this show again and again and again. It doesn't cost you anything. And it does boost my rating. So we all win. So just listen to this show again and again and again and get this clear from you. Now, I am getting within a week, you're going to hear some good news about money. You might have to travel a bit or you might plan a trip. I don't know if you already have a trip planned, but I'm hearing, you do. Because I'm hearing travel. I'm hearing within a week, you're going to hear some good news about money. There's going to be travel involved with this. And I'm hearing that you see people, I think I'm psychic. How did I know that? Oh, I think I'm a comedian too, but I think I'm more psychic than I am funny. So I'm going to tell you that this trip is going to bring you some prosperity in some way, whether that's already something you know about or you don't. When you're on this trip, be euphoric. Be in that place of anything is possible. Don't go over the deep end. Don't go out on a limb. You be in that place where anything is possible and have that knowing that you can get okay, yes, thank you. I'm just going to channel for you. and this is for everybody listening also. It is imperative that all know that we are there assisting them at all times. We will bring you what you want and what you need. You just need state that this is what you want. So many of you are so afraid to ask. You feel like there will be a repercussion to your asking. But what if there is not? What if you can receive without repercussion? Stop worrying about the what if and start living a divine life. Find yourself in abundance and fullness. Find yourself in that place of love and joy, and the world will open up to you, and we will bring you everything that you desire. There is more than enough. They don't make just one vehicle. They make many vehicles, and that is because everybody can have one, and you're not taking from another when you ask for yourself. So be in that place where you are asking, but more importantly, be in that place where you are receiving, and you understand that it is okay to have what you want. Oh, I love them. I just love them. Oh, you love them?
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. So if you did not get that the first time, please listen to the show again and make that part of your programming, folks. Make that part of your programming, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I need to get to one more caller, so I unboard. Call me back and let me know how your trip goes.
I will. Thank you, Tony.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Blessings to you too. Love and blessings. Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I am going to go directly to 415. Hello, 415. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. So mine's sort of related to me, too, but it's career.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I was talking over you. I have a horrible habit of that. Where are you calling from? What's your name? And
okay, I do that too. My name is Jessica. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica. Okay, what would you like today to connect or ask a question?
I wanted to ask a question. So I am connecting with three different business owners this week. I think I'm going to be meeting with them in person, but at the very least talking to them on the phone about working with them as in like maybe, you know, seeing clients at their location, like a salon or a spa or like a medical office. I do healing work. And I just spoke to one this morning. I'm going to meet with her this week, but I get on the phone and I start like tripping over my words as far as like, I kind of like get confused about like how I do my work because it's very different than what other people do. And there's different services that I have. So just any guidance that you can share as far as
I don't want to run out of time while I'm on the phone with you, so I'm going to kind of start now. First of all, you get really insecure and afraid with your work, and I totally get that because when I went public with my work, I was terrified. And you do get a little bit of insecurity because you don't want rejection, and none of us do. I'm going to start clearing you being able to be they're giving me the words now to be in your power. You're not in your power. So, and this is for, again, just because this is for her healing, anybody who is not in their power or wants to be more strongly rooted in their power, take a slow deep breath in. Here we go. I'm going to clear not being in the power. And again, I feel this in the chest area. And this is going to start clearing from you. And I'm going to tell you, you're actually going to talk to five people about a place to be. It's going to be the third or fourth person you talk to or meet with that you are going to end up in their space. It's just as important for them to sell what they can offer to you as it is for you to offer to them. Now, right now, you're going to start out in someone else's space, but you are going to find just this little corner of divinity, this space that's off and on its own to have. And you're seeing the benefit of being in somebody else's space, but eventually and probably sooner than you think, you're going to be having your own little space that you can control the energy in and just have a remarkable little space in. And I'm going to tell you that's going to come within the month. You're going to be very happy that that's the route that you went. I know you're going to find this place within a month. You're going to be very happy that that's the route you went. You're going to work with a lot of doing cross-marketing with a lot of places that are out there, and you're going to expand your skill set. You're starting here. You're going to move into other things. You're going to be very happy that you've done this. I am going to tell you there's going to be one little hiccup. Don't leap before you look. You're going to walk into one of these places and to sit down and have a talk out. Sit down and talk to somebody, you're going to feel like this is the place. You're going to make a verbal commitment. Don't sign any papers because by the end of the month, you're going to find a space that you just fall in love with. And then you're going to have to, like, be choosing between and conflicted and feeling like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I have to take this space because I said I would, but I really want to do space and have my own thing. Don't make any commitments yet. Wait and see what happens throughout the month. I feel like in the second week of the month, you're going to – is that when she finds her own space? I feel like right around the second week is it 2 weeks from now? No, the second week of the – this is the second week of the month, isn't it? Oh, it might be in the second week. Okay, wait, let me make sure I have the right month here because this might be December. I'm just saying. I feel like you're going to find a very cozy space that is perfect and what you need, and you're just going to love making it your own space and not having to deal with everybody else's rules. So whether it's the second week of this month or the second week of December, because I'm feeling like it's within the month, okay. So keep that eye open and look at personal space for yourself, like little spaces. Now, I'm going to tell you very quickly, when I decided to get a space for myself, I knew right away I was supposed to have my own space, and I did find one that was perfect. The amount that they were asking was better than perfect. And I've had other people approach me and say, would you like to have a room at my Medi Spa, at my massage center? And what they would charge for one room is more than what I'm paying for my space, which has two rooms. So make sure you're looking at that option because sometimes, you know, people who are in the business and renting out rooms, they're profiting too. So just make sure you're looking at the option of having your own little space too. I want you to really, they're really driving this home. Within the month, you will find this space. Go ahead and sit down and talk to people. Just don't commit to anything yet. Don't be afraid you're going to lose the space, because if it's the space that's meant to be, you will not lose it.
Wow. So I guess you see paying clients coming in really quickly, because right now I don't have any private clients that are local or at all right now.
Okay, so I feel like you need to start just I am almost out of time. I'm so sorry, everybody. If I didn't get to you, please call back next week and remember to re-listen to the show to get the healings again, and I'm here every Monday at noon. Please visit my website for more information about me or my books or my TV shows. And for you, you will get clients as soon as you're ready to get them. You just have to use that word of mouth, start doing little demos on people, And I feel like you're going to be very, very happy because once you do a demo on someone and it works, they're going to tell people. So offer open house where you do little demos and go from there.
Okay. All right. I'll start on it because I want this. So, yes.
Perfect.
Thank you. Cool.
Have an amazing rest of the day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.